Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Hard to believe. Rojas didn't save us last night. Ike, how you feeling, brother?
Well, brother Spike, it's Wednesday, so...
It is a Wednesday.
I feel pretty good usually as we hit the middle of the week. And it is draft day. Hopefully we're getting a future star with the Sixers. Last night, mixed feelings about last night. Ranger looked awesome. Our offense looked like... they hadn't arrived in Houston yet. Hopefully they're there tonight. Jackie Baseball, don't know what to take away from that last night. Feel good about Ranger continues to look dominant, but, man, offense, give me something. Holler at your boy. Yeah.
Ringthebellbook.com.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah, you guys both got your copies today.
We got our copies.
That is very positive today in Philly's land. Yep.
When I was on the phone with Jack earlier, he was hand-delivering a copy of the book.
Yes.
To somebody who had ordered
it. Out there hand-delivering
as a promise.
Books?
As a promise. Yes.
Ringthebellbook.com, free shipping still, and Jack still signs the book, and so does Kevin. Kevin didn't sign my book, though.
Yeah, well, I want to make sure you got it.
Okay. All right.
Also, if you guys could post about it.
Okay, all right. I'll post it. Unbelievable.
Jesus, man.
I'm just kidding.
You're not.
And we had to pay for our book.
Yeah. Was it a free book?
Well, I said to Rod, like, why haven't you got your book yet? And he's like, well, do I have to pay for it? I was like, of course. No free books.
Yeah, does he know? Yeah, no.
I mean, can't we trade? What is a post for me worth?
Saying.
It's not
like,
worth 30 bucks.
You thought I got enough followers to help you out.
Yeah. I made Morgenstein pay for one, and he keeps making $5 an hour.
Yeah. We have an enormous show today. Oh, goodness gracious. Larry Anderson joins us at 3. Flyers in 50 at 3:30 with another new angle as Connor McDavid has requested a trade.
No, that was fake.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
Oh, I just saw it for a second.
I know.
Oh, okay. Well, then
it's a total buzzkill. Now, he could still request a trade because he's weird in his postgame press conference.
Can we just cancel Rhodes then?
No.
All right, okay.
Danny!
I will give my YouTube big board for tonight's draft at 4 o'clock and the Eagles Insider of the Year power rankings at 4:30. We'll get to the draft, but I do want to start with that game last night. So, as soon as that, you're right, Ike, amazing performance from Ranger, who, since he has come back, which I did not believe Ranger was going to be this when he came back. I thought the back thing was going to be there all year, knocking on wood that it doesn't come, but he's been their best pitcher since he's come back. Which is something to say, because it is a staff with three other really, really good pitchers. One who is the best pitcher in the National League, debatably, right?
Yep.
So that part was great. But immediately, as soon as the game ends, you know, they're down to their final out, and Johan Rojas is up at the plate. And I was like, I know what's going to happen here. And it goes 2-0. He swings at that third pitch, which even T-Mac on the broadcast was like, you can't swing at that pitch. Yeah. Like, what are you doing? And I texted Jack immediately. What a disastrous at-bat from Johan Rojas. But then the more that I think about it, how does Rob Thompson in a one-run game in the ninth inning let it go, Otto Kemp, Buddy Kennedy, Johan Rojas, with Kepler on the bench, with Marsh on the bench, with With Stott on the bench. By the way, with Trey Turner up right after Rojas.
Yeah.
So at least Stott you send up there and say, hey, foul pitches off until the guy walks you. Look, it's one game, but you never know when it's going to be the one game that is the division. We have a game and a half lead over the Mets right now.
Yeah.
And I'm just like watching it. How do we not, in the ninth inning, this is all I ask. All I ask is give me a professional baseball player in one of the at-bats in the ninth inning. Give me Bryson Stott, give me Brandon Marsh, give me Max Kepler, preferably Stott. But, like, don't make me go down. It feels like we're the Marlins or the Rockies or something. We're going down Otto Kemp, Buddy Kennedy, Johan Rojas. Just give me one professional baseball
player. Do you
want
Rob Thompson's explanation of that?
Yeah, sure. I didn't hear it.
Rojas gets up 2-0 off the count against Hader there. Would you like to see him take a pitch? You know, especially since I'm out of the zone.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think it was a strike, so you might as well waffle on it. You're not going to get too many good pitches to hit.
And I know what's left on left, but lefties have actually got Hader a little bit this year. Like, do you consider it all shooting a lefty there?
No.
He didn't consider it at all. Like, we're just going to lefty-righty ourselves to death, even if it's Rojas. Like, even if it's Kennedy, even if it's... just give me a professional baseball player. That's all I want. We have three professional baseball players sitting in the dugout. Nobody's going to complain that you did the wrong lefty-righty thing in the last out of the game. Look, again, not the end of the world, but, like, what are we doing? We try to win the baseball game.
Here's what I'll say to this. I think you're right in sort of... There could have certainly been a different managerial move there for Rob Thompson. Here's what I'll say, and I'm a little surprised at the reaction all day about last night's game. Yes, Rob Thompson could have did something that's unconventional for him.
Sure.
Unconventional for him, but we know this is how he managed. He does the whole lefty-righty thing. I don't like it, but it's what he does. So I don't react to it the way everyone else reacts to it. I almost lean more or focus more on what Ranger did last night and how impressive that was. Were we going to sweep the Astros? Probably not. Puts more pressure on the next two games so you can win the series.
Yeah.
It's not an easy series to win. They weren't hitting the ball last night. I don't know. Did anybody hit the ball hard last night?
Well, we had a couple of chances to score. We had guys on base.
Had guys on base,
Yeah.
Like Trey hit a ball hard late, but it was a single off the middle.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I just, Rojas, you almost get tired of yelling about Rojas. So this is more about Rob Thompson and not Rojas.
Yeah, like,
yes,
I'm not,
agree.
I'm not going to fault Johan Rojas for being Johan Rojas.
Yeah, yeah.
But I like, there was no chance he was getting a hit.
I totally agree.
There was no chance he was taking a walk. There was no chance he was getting a hit. Just, like, give me a I understand.
I was surprised he didn't try to butt his way on.
I understand that it's a long season and, you know, you're going to have guys in the lineup that we're hopefully in a playoff game at some point. It doesn't go Otto Kemp, Buddy Kennedy, you know, Johan Rojas. But last night, they're sitting on the bench. Give me an at-bat from one of our professional baseball players sitting on the bench.
So do you think that's more important than trying to, I don't know, I guess the weight of him making that final out and losing that game versus what if he comes up with a hit there, the manager trusts him there to get a hit, and what that does for his confidence moving forward.
I'm
wondering, is that what Rob Thompson is weighing?
Maybe, but I'm not, like, my opinion on Johan Rojas is not changing.
Right.
At this point, I've watched enough of Johan Rojas. I know exactly. He is a major league player.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's a fast guy, good defensive player. There's a lot of games. You got to eat innings on the offensive side as well as pitchers. So I get it. I'm just like, if those guys, I don't want to lose a one-run game with those guys sitting on the bench and those three guys up in the
Well, especially, I mean, Casosa was on first base. He got hit by the pitch.
Right. Yes.
Yeah.
So, like, it wasn't, there was an opportunity there to get Trey up.
Yep.
No, I agree. Listen, it's more egregious he swung at a 2-0 count than anything else.
Well, he's trying to waffle it.
I didn't even bother to ask what that means.
So waffle means you're trying to launch on a baseball, basically. There was a lot of confusion about waffling. I heard on the morning show, heard on the midday show. That's why I'm here. Like waffling is attempt to do damage on it. It's not like bunt or whatever. Okay.
Well, he didn't waffle it.
He's not really a waffler.
No. Well, he thinks he's a waffler, which is one of his issues.
If that's what that means, then that makes Rob Thompson sound even worse.
Yeah, it sounds like a lunatic.
Yes, now that sounds even worse.
That's a fastball count, though. You get Rojas in that spot. You're trying to slug.
But what's your opinion on it?
Oh, the reaction today I find absolutely ridiculous. I watched last night's game, watched them go down, and I said to myself, well, these guys aren't even going to... Kent might be playing in a playoff series, but these guys aren't going to be playing in a game. Like, I was more upset that they didn't score earlier in the game. I know that there's apparently a 900-plus OPS against lefties for Hader. It's in, like, 20 at-bats. It's not a huge sample size from that standpoint. Like, maybe a great left-handed hitter get out. If I was betting, I would rather have righties up there. And I do think we're still in the information-gathering stage. Like, I just do. I think you got to figure out who can stick here and who can't.
The information-gathering stage on Buddy Kennedy and Johan Rojas?
Well, Otto Kemp led the inning off.
Okay, Kemp's fine. We don't need all information in the ninth inning. How about, like, try to win a game? And I know they won't be up on the playoffs. We do have to make the playoffs first before we wonder who's up in the playoffs.
Yeah, well, listen, there's going to be games they win that they probably shouldn't have won.
I know.
And there's games they lose that they probably should have lost.
But we should put our best foot forward. We didn't put our best foot forward last night in the ninth inning.
They should have scored before the ninth inning.
Well, but it was the ninth inning, and they hadn't scored, and it was 1-0. Just let Stott work a walk. Let Kepler drive one. I just don't want to go down with Rojas and Kennedy. And like, it just felt pathetic. All right. 215-592-9494. Hopefully they win tonight. We're fine. It was just, you could see it coming.
Wheeler.
Yeah, we're favorites.
I would bounce back tonight.
Yeah, going to lose 1-0 again.
All right. Yeah, I don't know if Wheels could pitch much better than what Ranger did last night.
Ranger has been their best pitcher since he came back.
They're not facing Fromber, which is big.
Yeah, he was good too.
They're facing some scrub.
Okay.
Colton Gordon.
Okay. Is he the kind of guy that gets us out?
Well, I made fun of Cooper Hummel last night on leading off, and then he hit the home run.
Well, he's hitting 160.
He sucks, okay? Yeah. I don't care. Cooper Hummel, my ass.
All right. 215-592-9494.
What about Robbie Hummel?
That's what I thought.
The big thing tonight is the NBA draft is tonight, the first round at least, and the Sixers have the third pick.
Yes.
And so we've known the Sixers would have the third pick since May 12th or something, right? It's been about 6 weeks. And there was some excitement, legitimate excitement, I felt, for about a week after the Sixers got the third pick. We're arguing about Ace Bailey. We're trying to figure out all those things. And it feels like it has totally dissipated and that nobody cares what the Sixers are doing. If I force you to pick a guy, you'll pick a guy. You know, you'll say, I like the Edgecombe kid. I don't like Ace Bailey.
Right.
But it just seems like I have not given up on the Sixers and this era. I'm realistic about it. I'm not counting on them to win 60 games next year. But I certainly think it is realistic that given the Eastern Conference, given who they have on the team, the Sixers could be a 50-plus win team next year. And that this is... like, interesting to me. And I understand why I might feel a little bit different. I do the podcast, I'm a sports radio host, all that kind of stuff. But I have not given up on the Sixers of this year. So the third pick to me is exciting. Like, I'm excited to see what they do tonight. At the end of the day, the last year was terrible. But, I just want to lay this out as to why I have not given up. They have a guy who won the MVP 2 years ago. They have Paul George on the team who everybody was... excited about. Even I know there's some people out there that didn't want to sign him and he's old, so on and so forth. Still a competent, good NBA player who had been really good the year before. They've got two exciting young guards in Tyrese Maxey and Jared McCain, and they have whatever is happening tonight. So I haven't given up. But I guess my question to everybody else, to you, Ike, to you, Jack, and to you listening, is the reason that no one is lit up about tonight. Is it just because you've given up on this team and you're just waiting for it to end? Because I have not given up on it.
Yeah, well, not for me. I haven't given up on them to that extent. Now, giving up on the thoughts of winning a championship anytime soon, I'm kind of out of that. It's funny because I'm almost like, well, if we just see Embiid just finish out his career standing up and playing, I guess I'll be okay with that.
Right.
Yeah, I'm kind of in that sort of mode. But I am excited about tonight because you don't get the draft this high in the draft every year. And I understand
Daryl Morey never has.
Yeah. So I understand this is a everybody is labeling this a two-person draft, and then there's the rest of the guys. Been around sports long enough to know that Giannis came out of nowhere. Like guys come out of nowhere. So when it may be that way coming into a draft, but you just don't know. And having a number three pick, to me, there's excitement there because there's the chance that we may draft a difference maker at that position.
Sure.
Somebody who turns out to be better than we thought they were going to be.
In 5 or 6 years, there will be two players, aside from Cooper Flagg and Dylan Harper in this draft, that will be top 25 players in the NBA. There will be two players from this draft, but just by the numbers, something's going to happen.
It happens.
And we have a chance to add one of those to a team that is already good. I haven't given up. Let's put championship to the side for a second.
Right.
I haven't given up the idea of an exciting Sixer season next year. That's where I'll put it. Exciting Sixer season, which gives me a little hope, gives me a little belief. Watch good basketball. Have a couple of really good players on the team. I haven't given up. Jack, have you given up?
No. Well, so here's where I'm at. If we go inside my brain, is that I was ready to throw in the towel, but I also see how things are breaking their way. I mean, things are legitimately breaking their way. Now, am I where you're at? I think you're a little too positive on Joel next year. I mean, you do the whole, like, he could play 50 games.
He could.
If we're betting, I would bet on him not playing 50 games.
Well, I would if you made me bet.
You know.
What odds am I getting?
Yeah, you're getting probably plus 500 odds.
Oh, well, then I'm taking it.
Yeah,
taking
that all
I'll
day.
I'll take that money all day.
Listen, again, Ike and I don't get out of bed unless it's plus 300 or more, which is why we're bad gamblers. Yeah. But I'm getting excited about, it seems like they're going to get some kind of scorer here, some guy that can turn into something. Even like I want Khan, right? Like I can't figure out my hashtag ace to pick quite like Elliot has.
Yeah, that was a layup for Elliot.
Like we call him, you know, the nipple. I mean, like, that's...
Well, and he's already got... Two K's
pick
in his
nipple,
name.
Pluck the nipple?
Yeah.
Something tells me that's not
going
to work out.
Yeah. I don't think Morey's rolling that out at the press conference if they draft him tonight.
Hey, guys. He says to pluck the nipple.
He's out of breath for some reason. So, like, I'm definitely pretty excited to see how it turns out tonight. I think we've learned enough about these players over the last 2 weeks. I got no interest in Ace Bailey. You know,
I'm not out yet.
Yeah, well, listen, he's 6'7", which is a huge problem.
He's a wing.
Well, look, here's, and by the way, I want to prepare everyone who is negative Ace Bailey.
Yeah.
There is a chance that, first of all, there's a chance they draft Ace Bailey and then trade him. There's also a chance, I don't have any idea what the Sixers are going to do. I have my educated guess. There's a chance they pick Ace Bailey and keep him. That's a chance.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
By the way, you know, it's a chance. I don't know. It could happen.
There's part of me worried that he would turn into a star player somewhere else.
Well, it won't be Washington.
Yeah.
If it's Washington, he's got no shot.
Yeah. New Orleans.
So let me ask you this. And I agree. He's not. Yeah. I didn't say he's winning anything. But if we look up in 2 years.
Yeah.
And this kid is averaging 20-plus points down there, and he comes sort of a foundational piece that they want to add pieces around him, and we're still sitting here talking about Embiid, who plays 40-plus games, and Paul George, who may or may not be here, are we not going to feel a certain way about not taking Ace Bailey?
If he's a 20-point scorer on a 25-win team, I don't care. I'm not like.
But
I'm,
if he's a 20-point scorer with McCain and Maxey.
But he's a 20-point scorer on a bad team.
Right.
Like, I don't think any. I think we haven't brought him up. We talked about him a little yesterday.
Like a Zach LaVine.
Well, Brent, I think Zach LaVine is way more skilled than Ace Bailey.
I just mean players like
Brandon
that who
Ingram.
Got. Yeah.
Brandon Ingram. Brandon Ingram's a guy who, yeah. like, if. Could score 20 points a game, absolutely. But if your team is giving Brandon Ingram the ball enough to score 20 points a game, your team's not. Probably not winning anything.
Right.
Now, look, I'm guessing just like everybody else is, but based on everybody I've talked to, everything I've watched, I'm not too worried about the Ace Bailey thing. I'm not worried about it. Now,
okay.
if they pick them, they pick them. I don't know. I've been wrong before. 215-592-9494. Have you just given up on the Sixers? Have you given up on the idea of an exciting season next year? I have not. And Jack, you have not?
I have not.
You have not. 215-592-9494. Start off with Jeff in Wilmington, who wants to talk about the Phils. Jeff, you're on WIP.
Oh. Oh, Jeff.
Jeff's usually good, too. All right,
Jack, that's strike one.
Yeah, strike one. Let's go to Jordan in North Philly. Jordan, you're on WIP.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
What's up, Jordan?
What's up, Jordan?
All right, so first off, I want to start off with Ace Bailey. I'm off of him. I look, and I just think that he's an inefficient scorer. I think he's a hooper. I think he'll go somewhere else and he'll be good, but I don't think he'll be a winner. I don't think his game leads to winning. To me, he just reminds me of like a Cam Reddish type player who can, you know, score the ball, but not in a way that can lead to wins.
Sure.
I think there's a player in the draft that, to me, is a no-brainer just based upon his resume and his athleticism. DJ Edgecombe is the pick. I believe that the Sixers can do something this year with the East being wide open, and I think DJ is the pick to go with. And I think a lot of, like, a part that a lot of people are forgetting is he played for the Bahamas international team, and that experience is very valuable, especially for young players. He played with NBA-level talent. And he did really well before he even got to college at the age of 18. Not a lot of players in the NBA draft can say that. The only other player that I can remember standing out internationally, it wasn't really in the tournament or in the Olympics or the World Cup, but when Cooper Flagg was playing with Team USA, everybody was talking about how he looked like a standout.
He did.
And people were saying similar things about VJ, how his athleticism, his feel for the game, his defensive prowess. I think that he would fit really well with the Sixers, and I think that that's a no-brainer. I think that he will be a special player in this draft.
Yeah, I don't know that it's a no-brainer, but I think there's a very good chance they could take him tonight, and I think it would be. I'd be plenty happy if they took VJ Edgecombe. Now, look, I think if there's a way to move back and also take VJ Edgecombe, but it doesn't appear as if, like, it seems like Charlotte loves him. So if they don't get him at four, or get him at three, then it seems like he's gone. So they will have to take him with the third pick, I think, if they want him. But yeah, I think he could be good. I don't see special player, but again, it's hard to see when they're 19 years old unless they are standouts like Cooper Flagg is, and he's not that. You know?
Here's the only thing that, and it's not just with VJ that I have this question with. Even with another guy that I like, Trey Johnson, I had the same question because he's a similar build of the two guards that we have already. So here's what I'll ask. At some point, somebody has to go.
Sure.
Maxey's a max player. McCain.
Yep.
If I believe you, is a rising star, and we got a number three pick coming in here.
And Quentin Grimes.
And Quentin Grimes. Like, you can't share the ball with guards. So we're going to have to give up somebody at some point.
Yeah, I just don't think it's soon, right? I think, like, next year, the starting guards will be Maxey and Grimes. Jared McCain will be the sixth man. And who, if they draft a guard at three,
say they draft VJ.
Play 15 minutes. You know, like, I don't think that you still need four guards. I don't think that whoever they're drafting at three is playing 30 minutes a game.
You need four guards, but you don't need four special guards because they can't all play.
Right. At some point, they'll have to make a decision.
Okay.
I just don't think they'll have to make that decision next year.
Right, next year.
And
they'll
want to see if whoever they pick pops. They'll want to see what McCain looks like in a second year.
Yeah.
If you're going to trade one of them, the salary becomes like a whole thing because Maxey's already on second contract salary. So I don't think they have to worry about
it. Play itself out. out.
Yeah.
Okay. I would not do it because he's a guard.
Yeah.
I'm just getting the idea of we're going to have a lot of guards there. Like having three centers.
Right. Yes. except that you can play four guards, you can't play three centers.
He definitely could play four guards.
And I think that would be a problem I would be fine having. All of a sudden next year we're like, oh no, we have too many good guards. God bless. You know, I would take that problem. All right, 215-592-9494. If you want to talk about the Phillies and Rob Thompson's decision to not pinch hit for Johan Rojas, or have you just given up on the Sixers? I don't feel the juice for this draft. Like the number three pick, I was in we were all at the Franklin Music Hall when there was a lot of people that were very excited about having the third pick.
Yes,
your
sir.
People. My people. Yes. Yes. It's a very special 1,000 or
what
so
a great
people.
Night.
Yeah.
Great night.
So coming up next, we will plant our flag with the, not the flag, with the guy.
I was going to say, we're getting Cooper?
Well, we're each going to have to commit to a
just
guy.
To a guy.
What guy do you
You're
want
gonna
out
nail
of tonight?
Us down.
Yes.
Give me somebody.
Nail you down. And now I know where Jack's going. We'll nail Jack down. And here is the thing.
Yeah, I'm the one that needs to be nailed down.
I'll tell you this. The guy.
Ooh, boy.
The guy. Yeah. The guy that I'm going to say is my guy. We haven't even talked about yet.
Oh, man.
How do you like that?
Clickbait spike.
This guy's just been throwing smoke screens out as himself.
You're just like Daryl.
Yep. I got a different guy. 255-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. There we go. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. On the day of the first round of the NBA draft, Sixers pick third. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Who do you want the Sixers to draft tonight? Ace Bailey, VJ Edgecombe, Trey Johnson, Con Knipple. Ike, what do you think the poll is at? Who do you want the Sixers to draft tonight? Ace Bailey, VJ Edgecombe, Trey Johnson, or Con Knipple?
Oh, if I know the basketball fans on our Twitter, it's got to be VJ Edgecombe.
What do you think the percentage is at?
I would give him 45%.
Okay, so you're close. It's 38.8%, and he's number one. Who do you think is number two?
Everybody's out on Ace. Oh, we got to be going Con. Got the nip?
Number two is Ace Bailey.
Wow.
28.
Elliot Swang, people.
He what?
Swang people.
Swang.
Did you say swang or swang?
I said swang.
Okay.
Maybe I put my little accent on it.
I thought you were saying swung, but with an A. Said Elliot Swang people.
Nah, I think it's swang.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, is it swang now?
Go check that audio. Ace Bailey at 28.2%, Con Knipple at 19.5%, and then Trey Johnson, who we've probably talked about the least, at 13.4%. So,
well, I think it's probably a better score.
He's definitely the best scorer of the definitely best shooter.
Well,
I think Knipple's the better shooter.
Nah, I think Trey's better.
Nah, he's probably a better scorer.
Yeah, I think he's a better shooter.
And Trey Johnson gets it off the dribble.
He does.
Listen, enough with the dribble nonsense. Like,
you got to be able to do that in the
NBA.
No,
you don't. Not when you stay in the corner like Con will.
Well,
we're going to take a
guy's
okay,
a heady, he's a heady player. You can take your little six-man Trey Johnson all you want. Relax. He's a taller Malik Monk. You kidding me?
Well, that's pretty good
that's
player.
That's true, yes.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. We will officially declare the player we want in a moment. Jeff in Wilmington, let's try this again. You're on WIP. What's up, Jeff?
Sorry about that, dude. So, Spike, I don't know a whole lot about the NBA. Well, I don't watch the Sixers that much because, quite frankly, they're boring. So I will defer to you guys on who you think
they should
draft. Now, I don't know Ace, what's his name?
Bailey.
Ace Bailey from Ace Frehley.
Okay. Right?
So that's where I'm at with the Sixers.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. You were calling about Rojas anyway.
Look, they once drafted a guy that couldn't shoot, then they drafted a guy that wouldn't shoot.
So right,
I don't really have a whole lot of trust.
All right, okay. Well,
enough of the insults. Let's get the Rojas.
For what it's worth.
I'm not insulting you.
There was one guy that drafted those guys, though, and he's not here anymore.
I know.
Okay.
And the Phillies had someone hit the ninth last night who can't hit.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Well, that's what I'm getting to next. So I'm more upset at Rojas' approach to that last at-bat. You got the only 300 hitter on your team coming up behind you. And unless it's a wheelhouse pitch at 2-0 in the late innings, you should be taking.
But that's exactly why he shouldn't have been up. Because at what point, at what point have we watched Johan Rojas at bats, even when he's hitting, and been like, you know what? There's a guy who's super patient. There's a guy who, like, he never strikes you as a heady player or anything.
That's the last thing I would say.
He's running when he shouldn't run. Yeah. He should be on the Phillies. But if you just want a guy who's going to – they have a guy on the bench who would have taken that 2-0 pitch, and that is Bryson Stott. He was sitting on the bench. There was no chance Bryson Stott was swinging 2-0. You know, so
– that was my pick for the pinch hitter. Heck, even Marsh has been hitting pretty good lately.
Sure.
And the lefties have had pretty good success against that guy. So, yeah, that it was just a bad at bat. And his IQ, baseball IQ, is not topping the charts.
No, it's not. And by the way, as a thank you for the call, Jeff. As a team, their baseball IQ doesn't top the charts.
Yeah, they aren't there.
But Stott is a guy who does have a high baseball IQ and would not have taken
But also.
Just get Trey to the plate.
I agree, get Trey to the plate. But also, Stott's not exactly crushed lefties this year. He's probably does a better job than Rojas in that situation.
Yes.
I would concede
That's all. He's hit well the last week and a half, Stott has. It seems like he's coming out of whatever, you know, slump he's in.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah.
All right. Do we want to officially declare who we want out of tonight?
Yes.
We'll get to that right after.
Yeah. First, let's talk about my friends at Dietz and Watson. Yeah. Did you guys want me to go?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, there we go. It is grilling season here.
Fire
up that grill with hot dogs, sausages, and meats from Dietz and Watson. Enjoy endless sandwich combos with freshly sliced meats, cheeses, and condiments. Don't forget about their protein-packed Dietz Nuts. Meat snacks. There's something for everyone in the family. Head to DietzandWatson.com to find the local retailer near you and grilling recipes. Dietz and Watson, premium meats and artisan cheeses since 1939.
Your new thing is the old
Dietz nuts.
Yeah.
Well, at one point, John Ritchie was 42% Dietz nuts, is that he ate so many of them. I saw him eating them for breakfast every day. I think he would, if you cut him, he would have bled Dietz nuts.
Yeah.
Dietz nuts. Yeah. All right. So it is time for us to declare who we want out of tonight's draft.
Mm-hmm.
The names have been flying. Ike, would you like to declare first, last, middle? You're going to go last.
Yes.
Jack, you're going to go first.
Thank you. And I've been on this for at least 2 days.
Yes.
Yeah,
you've been on it for a while.
Been on the scent.
Yeah.
The Con Knipple scent. And it's not because I'm a radio producer and the last name is hilarious. It's not about that.
Yep.
It's about getting someone that I think is plug and play, that'll shoot over 40% from three, that is heady, that last year when Cooper Flagg went out, he had no problem stepping into a bigger role. Everyone seems to love him. I mean, teammates seem to love him. Cooper Flagg said if he could get stranded on an island with one person, it'd be Con Knipple. Like, he seems like a special guy. Between him, Maxey, McCain, it's a good, fun, young, likable team.
That's a lot of shooting, by the way. You put those guys on the floor with George and Bede.
But you got to shoot to win in today's game.
You do have to shoot. All right.
Thank you.
So Jack is planting his flag on Con Knipple. You want to go third still? Do you want to go third still? Do you want to go now?
No, go ahead.
Okay.
Will Ike ever commit to a player? Yep.
So we, you know, I'm going to bring this guy up in my YouTube big board at 4 o'clock. Mm-hmm. But if I could have one guy from tonight, look, I would be fine with Konkanipo. I would be fine with Edgecombe. I'd be fine with a lot of these guys. They're probably not going to take this guy at three. He's projected to go 9-10 somewhere, but I would not be mad at it. Freshman out of Arizona named Carter Bryant.
Carter Bryant?
Dude, I am telling you, I am promising you that I don't think he is an all-star, but there is no doubt that Carter Bryant is going to be a starter on a great team at some point. He's like 6'7", 6'8", defensive animal. Like the guy is, from an athleticism standpoint and a defense standpoint, he is already there. I know 19 years old, I still think you could throw him out there in the NBA already there. He is already a good spot-up three-point shooter. And here's the thing that I might like about him the best is we see a lot of these guys at this point wanting to get their shots off, you know, dominant, ball-dominant sort of guy. This guy cuts, you know, relocates, smart player on offense, throws the right pass, ends up in the right spot. If I could have one guy from tonight, out of all the YouTube I've watched, I would be thrilled to get Carter Bryant tonight.
So I was watching for a second.
Yeah.
Thing I like about Carter Bryant.
Yeah.
Is he wears the sweatband around his forearm.
Oh,
which
yeah.
feels like a nice, like old school.
Glenn Rice. Yeah. Glenn Rice did stuff like that.
Kobe had one there. I feel like it was a big Lamar.
I started with Mike.
Yeah.
Can we stop attributing everything in the NBA
to this guy
who was propped
this
up?
Guy?
He was propped up by the league.
Oh, God.
He had his own rules. I wasn't afraid to challenge
that
him.
That is not what the Jordan rules were. That is exactly somebody who did not read the Jordan rules.
The Jordan rules, to my recollection.
Did you not watch The Last Dance?
Yeah, it's all fake propaganda. I'm on Scottie Pippen's side.
You realize that was Detroit that was explaining the Jordan rules in The Last Dance.
The Jordan rules are that he got preferential
treatment. Let him get to the don't let him get to the lane.
Yes.
You get him before
they hit the hell out of him.
Oh, that was the Jordan rules?
Yes,
you hit him before he takes flight.
I was way off.
Yes.
Well, yeah, we know that. Yeah, the Jordan rules would beat the hell out of
him. This is like the third time I've heard you say that about the Jordan rules. And I'm like, this guy doesn't even know what the Jordan rules are.
Well, it's like Elliot in Soldier Field yesterday.
Yes.
There's two different Soldier Fields.
Yeah. So my guy's Carter
Bryant.
That
was actually worse. Elliot's thing was worse.
Of course. Well, he covers football, allegedly.
By the way, good thing about Carter Bryant is you could trade down and get Carter Bryant. You could trade down, I think, probably to 8, 9, 10. Somebody is going to draft this kid, and this kid's going to be awesome. So my guy's Carter Bryant.
Highlights look good.
Yeah. Oh, dude.
As highlights usually do.
Yeah, but
yeah, but the first highlight is him doing a backside, you know, block.
Yes.
You know, reading the pass.
Well, he like so when you watch him,
shot looks good.
Yeah, you can tell he's already he can't dribble yet, but already a good catch and shoot 3-point shooter. Mm-hmm. But just like 19-year-olds, you don't expect him to see the game the way that he seems to see it defensively and offensively.
So you've done too much scouting this year. This is your issue.
Well, no, I'm just telling
you. This is what he does.
Yeah, this kid,
it's not what he does.
Would not usually, it's like a couple of minutes.
And honestly, let's also break down this on the show. Okay?
What?
Yeah, no, because listen, Ike in there is totally neutered by having you on the show with who he wants to pick.
Why?
Because if I know Ike Reese, like I think I know Ike Reese, my entire life he has had I got a guy in the draft. All of a sudden you show up thinking you're freaking some kind of Jonathan.
I don't think I'm anything.
Well, I know, but you think your word carries weight, and I can't pick a freaking player.
No, that's because of these players don't stand out to me.
Yeah, the players.
Do with Spike.
Yes, the players are not.
Don't ever accuse me of being neutered. Yes.
You know, have you watched Jeremiah Fierce? Because I feel like you'd love that kid too.
I have not watched Jeremiah Fierce at Oklahoma, but I know who he is.
Yeah, I think you might like him too. All right, who do you want?
I got to stick with a guy who I. You know, when you got so many players up there and you look at too many videos, you start confusing yourself.
It drives you drive yourself crazy.
So initially, I was a Trey Johnson, Konkanipo guy.
Yeah, I thought you were going to be Trey guy.
Yeah. That's why I feel safest at.
Okay, so you're going to be Trey guy.
I'm a Trey guy.
Trey Johnson. Yeah.
Although, give me 20% Ace Bailey.
What?
Yeah. I'm 80% Trey Johnson, give me 20% Ace.
There
Bailey.
It is. There's the hedge. But you're picking Trey's your
I'm
guy.
I'm going with Trey Johnson as my
I
guy.
I thought we were aligned on the nipple.
I know. I could have went with you on the nipple.
But
I
wouldn't be,
upset.
You wouldn't be
nipple.
Mad at Knipple?
No, not at all.
I don't think
not
they're picking Knipple at three, though.
I don't.
That's a trade down.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't. Unless they take one of these guys who I've never seen. I don't know what would I be mad at if they did something. You have to do something pretty extreme. Yeah, don't take a center. Yes, don't do that.
Yeah, I don't want Malwatch. I don't want Derek Queen. Those are the two guys.
Oh, God, Derek Queen.
Yes.
No.
Well, that all the basketball dorks love Derek Queen.
No, yeah. I'm out on that. He looks like Jahlil Okafor.
Yes.
Nah.
He's a better passer.
Yeah, he's a shorter Embiid. Yeah. But,
shorter Embiid.
Yeah. Well, he can't shoot.
He can.
Yeah, he
had one shot, one lucky shot that he traveled on.
Oh, now he traveled. Now it's a lucky shot. Everyone's thinking, just because you hit the Lucas shot 12 years ago doesn't make Michigan State great. Could they get Grant Williams back in the Hornets deal?
Oh, you don't want Grant Williams.
No, he's
you
the worst.
Hate him.
Yeah. Where's the worst? Yeah, I'm just looking at their roster.
Oh.
Josh Okigie?
Oh, to trade back, you mean?
Yeah.
No, I think it ends up being for another pick if they trade back with Charlotte. I don't know if there's anybody on that team you want.
Yeah.
All right. So
it's not my fault these players don't necessarily grab me.
Right. No, it's not a great YouTube draft. Yeah. It's not a great YouTube draft. So
my guy's going number one.
Jack's, that's all our guy. Jack's number one guy, Con Knipple. My number one guy, Carter Bryant. Your number one guy, Trey Johnson
yes.
With a dash of Ace Bailey. Yeah.
And also would take Knipple.
And by the way, Ace Bailey, from a content perspective,
yes.
is 100 awesome. Out of 100. Yeah.
And I can't wait till he's upset that he's not starting.
Yeah. Oh,
and playing more minutes.
Oh, yeah. Maxie's shooting too much. Justin Edwards is starting over him. Justin Edwards getting more minutes than him, which he would, by the way.
By the way,
yeah.
Ace Bailey. Threw out a first pitch in a Mets uniform last night.
Didn't look bad throwing the pitch. I just have to say.
No, he didn't.
He looked pretty good throwing
for first pitch.
How do you throw out the first pitch for the Mets, man?
Well, especially
could they
when.
Could not wait to after the draft?
Yeah.
It's could so not wait?
Well, he's doing everything in his power to
I
not get drafted by the Sixers.
I mean, Rutgers. At least he played
I know. Yeah, I get why. Yeah. But I'm just saying, you could be possibly coming here.
Right. Yes. And all we have is a picture of you in a Mets uniform. 215-592-9494. Have you given up on the Sixers?
Man.
And who's your guy for tonight? If you could have one guy. Russell in Wilmington, you're on WIP. What's up, Russ?
Sorry about that. Taking you guys off the speaker.
Oh, my God.
I know. First things first, I just wanted to thank you guys the other night at Chesapeake Inn for signing my daughter jersey. Like, it was a little one who cried. And finished your number.
Yep.
But I appreciate you. I have plenty of pictures to love on. But so what I want to do, honestly, is just trade back. We know we're going to get one of the guys that we wanted. And why not trade for Utah and Markkanen?
It's not going to happen. Like,
why not?
Well, because Markkanen makes $40 million, right? So the only way... Well, the only
does
way
does Markkanen make $40 million?
Yeah, he just signed that extension.
Wow,
so he's a good player. I would love to have him, but then it becomes a money problem, right?
Yeah.
So, and he's good. They were trying to get 5 first round picks for him. So the only money the two money options you have, if you assume they're not trading Embiid, okay, are Paul George and Maxey. And if you're trading them Paul George, first of all, I don't know what they're doing with Paul George. That almost costs you. A little bit.
Yeah.
So I don't know how you, unless Utah is just in love with somebody at 3. And by the way, their owner, when they hired Ainge's son, their owner was like, we're not being bad anymore. Like, so the odds of them trading their best player just to move up to take a raw guy. I've seen the rumors. The only Paul George possibility I see in the draft is Brooklyn. That's the only Paul George.
Yeah, Utah's standing there and taking Con Knipple.
Well, he would fit.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just don't see it happening. I would love to get Markkanen, but I just don't see it. I don't see how they make it happen and get the 5th pick.
Okay. And then other thing I want to touch on is Jackie baseball.
Yeah.
Obviously. Rojas, I mean, unfortunately I think he has to go. There's nothing else you can do with him.
Where's he going?
He's gonna fail that measure. If he's going to fail that miserably, then it's time. And it sucks. It does. Because I root for every Philadelphia player, and I've never had that feeling that towards a player. But it's after yesterday, it's done.
I don't know that yesterday. Yeah, I mean.
Rojas drives me nuts, too,
offensively.
But having someone that can play his level of defense late in a game is important.
Yeah, well,
I know we're gonna go back and forth on it, how good of a defensive player is Johan Rojas, because he let one ball fall in front of him the second week of the season.
He's also misjudged.
Did you see the Marsh play on Saturday?
He's also misjudged two other balls
early in the season.
Does his defense? Thank you for the call, Russell. Appreciate you, brother.
Outweigh the ineptitude at the plate.
But I think if he's a defensive replacement,
sure.
Right. Then okay, right. Like, he's not an everyday player.
Got you.
Now, and what's nice is that Marsh is at least coming along offensively. So like, he's making a case to be in there every night.
Yeah, I don't mind that Rojas is on the roster. It's fine. You still need enough players to fill out the roster. They're all not going to be all stars. He has a purpose. Yep. Defensive. Even if he's not a platoon player,
swipe a bag late.
Yeah, whatever. You go when he's not supposed to go. Whatever. The problem I have last night is we've been through the ups and downs with Rojas at the plate. You know, earlier in the year, he's hitting 320 or whatever. We all knew that wasn't real. We've been through the ups and downs. But the thing is, if you need a guy at that point in the game, when all your goal at that point, my goal for whoever is up at that at bat is to get to Trey Turner. Like, that is, if it's a hit, fine. But work a walk, find a way to get Trey Turner up. Because if we lose with Trey Turner at the plate, whatever. It is what it is. He's been our second best hitter this year. You could argue he's been his best hitter this year, Trey Turner has. Mm-hmm. So I just want a chance to get Trey Turner up. And I didn't think they gave themselves the best chance to get Trey Turner up. That's it. And by the way, if Stock comes up and he walks, all of a sudden, by the way, you now have Sosa at second. So if Trey Turner hits a single, a specific kind of single, you can score on a single from Trey Turner with Sosa at second.
So the only problem with pinch hitting Stott is it just a straight pinch hit and then he's out of the game? Because
they tie the game up and you got to keep playing. Where is he playing?
Well, maybe then it's just a pinch hit.
It could be just a pinch hit.
And then put Marsh in there.
Yeah, because I think maybe the better case would have been Marsh pinch hit for Rojas, because he can just play center field.
Right. Yeah, but all I'm thinking about at that
just
point...
Just getting the game tied, and then you could put Marsh in center field if the game is tied.
The guy I am most confident in, of the three guys on the bench, Kepler, Marsh, and Stott, to just get me to Turner is Stott at that point. And it is what it is. So hopefully they win the game tonight, we will ask Larry Anderson what he thinks.
L.A.
Most importantly, we'll find out who his guy in the draft is.
You don't like
tonight.
That, huh?
Just, oh, it's funny,
it's
every time. It's getting better, I will say. Your Harry Callis impression. Yeah.
My Harry Callis.
It's getting better.
L.A.
Larry Anderson joins us next. We'll ask him what his thoughts on letting Rojas hit there. I'm sure I didn't hear it, but... he wasn't on last night.
No, it was Stocker.
I can only imagine...
Brad would have been asking for a bunt.
Yes, yeah. He certainly would have been happy. Dude, can you imagine?
The 2-0 swing?
Yes. Yeah. That's what I'm going to ask him to do. I'm just going to ask him.
Put yourself in that position.
Imagine you're broadcasting the game and Rojas swings 2-0.
Yep.
And we'll ask him.
I tell you what, this might be a 5-minute first answer.
Yes, it's going to be a good one.
The best.
Also, have you given up all hope on the Sixers? Is that why you're not thrilled about the draft? We also want to know who your guy is for tonight. Ike's guy is Trey Johnson. Jack is Konkanen. I got Carter Bryant, 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.